With city paramedic services shortcomings getting worse, the city's elected officials approved the addition of 2 12-hour ambulance shifts to their operations. Ward 6 Coun. René LaPierre pre-empted the city council's debate by submitting questions to the city about ambulance services to make the case, which were answered online. The ask for additional ambulances isn't a want, LaPierre clarified to his colleagues, it's required. It's not one silver bullet that will fix the entire problem, he said, adding that resolving paramedic services shortcomings will require a multifaceted approach. The addition of 2 12-hour ambulance shifts per day is a capacity builder to help fill a growing staffing need, City Fire and Paramedic Services Chief Joseph Nichols said. There are many operational challenges facing delivery of paramedic services in this city, he said. The data says they are all getting worse. Last year, local paramedics skipped approximately 20% of their half-hour meal breaks, which was an increase from the 15% reported in 2021. Speaking as a former paramedic, Ward 5 Coun. Mike Parent said, it's not a profession where you want to be overworked, not having had your meal and then running to the next call. Skipped meals can be partly explained by the fact that call volume is up by more than 17% over the past 4 years, Nichols said. Another factor is that ambulance offload delays at the hospital are on the rise. An ambulance offload delay is a delay in transfer of patients between paramedics and emergency room nursing staff. Paramedics have been dealing with the delays since 2005, and Nichols said the issue has been getting worse. Last year, paramedics spent 3,881 hours on ambulance offload delays at Health Sciences North, which is an increase of 5.5% compared to 2021. This is the equivalent of a crew being stuck at the hospital for 12 hours per day, every day, Nichols said. Although Nichols pointed to various efforts to mitigate these impacts, including a nurse stationed at the hospital for 12 hours per day to take on less acute patients, and ongoing advocacy for provincial funding for other initiatives, Nichols said, the pressures continue. Another factor affecting local paramedics is that approximately 11% of their call volume consists of non-urgent interfacility transports, which Nichols said they've been trying to get the province to handle so they can focus solely on emergency calls. When we're using our local emergency resources to take patients home to Elliott Lake, to Parry Sound and North Bay and the island at night, when we're at our most vulnerable in terms of lower resources, it increases risk. All of these situations have combined to create a situation in which ambulances are occasionally not available for emergency calls. Last year, there were 143 code red episodes where no ambulances were available, averaging approximately 32 minutes each. This left a total service gap of approximately 76 of last year's 87,600 service hours. The addition of 2 12-hour ambulance shifts, he said, will help fill this gap. They will be stationed in the city's downtown core and represent an additional 24 hours of vehicle coverage daily, totaling 8,760 vehicle hours and 17,520 staffing hours annually. The city's current daily paramedic staffing hour total is 480, and the two additional crews will increase it by 48 to 528. The addition of the two shifts carries a 2023 tax levy impact of just greater than $1 million, which bumps up this year's levy increase by 0.33%. Wednesday's committee decision was unanimous, excluding Ward 11 Coun, Bill LeDuc and Ward 3 Coun, Jerry Montpelier, who did not attend the meeting. The decision was ratified following the second and final budget meeting on Thursday. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.